listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
Maybe it's because of the way I grew up, but I've just always thought of myself last and others first. I'm Brandon Sullivan. I'm a freshman here. I'm currently enrolled College of Liberal Arts, aiming for a psychology BS major. Currently with Powerlifting Club, Operation Smile. Still trying to explore, find my way around, see what else I can get into. So the original idea was to hold the vigil just for France. I came up with it late Friday night around midnight. I created the event, receive messages in support of it. Eventually, on Saturday morning, I had learned about the attacks in other places around the world, like Baghdad, Beirut. I had been reminded of the attacks in Ankara. Then the Russian plane thing came on the news again because they were worried it was a terrorist attack as well. And just through that and people not necessarily being offended, but worried that it was isolating other countries away from the issue, I kind of decided to make it for international peace and cooperation and honor all the lives that have been lost. I couldn't sit by and let nothing happen here on campus. I'm sick of seeing this death on the news, you know. It's tiring seeing the worst of humanity, and we really need to start seeing the best of it. The official name became We Are One, Candlelight Vigil for International Peace and Cooperation. Deep down, I originally probably just planned it to be your standard candlelight vigil with just a moment of silence and maybe a short speech here or there. But once it exploded and kind of got out of control and saw the people that were coming and all the groups that were messaging me, like UNICEF and French Club, Muslim Student Association, Turkish Student Association, UPUA, it just kind of turned into something where I felt like we owed it to all the people who were willing to help and come to make it a big event and allow people to speak on behalf of their population and on behalf of their viewpoints. Having like the music performers, it adds sort of a solemn feel. There's really no better way to connect people to music. That's something that everyone can understand, regardless of religion or nationality or language barrier. Just having speakers, it really kind of gets the whole point through that we were there for international reasons. We weren't there just to honor one specific nation's troubles or tragedy. It's just something where I've always kind of been empathetic. I've always seen the pain in people's faces. My main motivation is just I'm sick of seeing it. I really just want to help people if I can. There definitely is a stigma that college students are here to party, especially at a campus like Penn State, where we're known around the world. You can go get drunk every night, you know, and party it up and just worry about yourself and having a good time. And Tuesday night kind of proved that stigma might be wrong, you know. I'm not the only one who wants to go beyond themselves, show support for something better and bigger. I did have little experience to faith when I was really young, but after that, it kind of became up to me to kind of explore and see what I would believe. And I don't know, if there's anything I learned about faith, it's that it teaches people that compassion is probably the number one thing. And if we're not compassionate towards each other, there's really nothing else behind it all, you know? Compassion is what drives humanity. And if you have faith in it, then you have compassion too. I think we could always focus on the stigma of the Muslim religion and how people view it. There definitely is still the discussion of most Muslims are terrorists, or all Muslims are terrorists. And it kind of ties into the Syrian refugees. Like, our governor is one of the very few in the nation for actually being willing to let these people in. And I think we need to have a local discussion on how or why we need to go about that if we really believe that. It goes back to just general humanity. We can't let millions of people have no place to go and die on the streets from hunger or poverty. And it's just something that we need to recognize here at Penn State before it's too late. People who come here at Penn State, I want you to kind of realize that you don't need to be a part of an organization to do something special. You can do it on your own, and as long as you have faith in it, you can make it happen. You know, you can do anything and go anywhere. You just got to believe in yourself first. Don't be shy, you know? Just go for it.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective. committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.